Chapter 34. I Meet George W. Bush. Hey, how about a palate cleanser? Here's an interesting story, or at least a story at any rate. In the spring of 2015, I was invited to a Major League Baseball dinner at the Hay Adams Hotel right across the street from the White House. Dinners in D.C. are an enormous time suck, so I try to avoid them if I possibly can. But a number of the team owners, including Jim Polad of the Minnesota Twins, were going to be there. So I accepted the invitation to sit at his table. Mitch McConnell and Speaker Boehner came as well because the owner of the Cincinnati Reds was there. And Dianne Feinstein was seated with the owner of the San Francisco Giants. It was a nice evening, about 50 people. After cocktails and dinner, the new commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, welcomed everybody. Mitch and John Boehner gave nice remarks about being lifelong Reds fans. Boehner's from Cincinnati, and Mitch's hometown, Louisville, Kentucky, is right down the Ohio River from, well, Riverfront Stadium, where the Big Red Machine dominated the National League during most of the 1970s. And then Dianne got up to the podium to talk about the importance of the Giants to San Francisco. As I listened to Dianne, I noticed a slight change in the sound of the room. I turned around and saw former President George W. Bush and his wife Laura standing at the back, smiling. Dianne acknowledged the president and Laura and wrapped up. Then the new commissioner invited the former Texas Rangers owner and commander-in-chief to make a few remarks. As Bush walked up to the podium, we all gave him a standing ovation. I thought he was a terrible president, but he had been the president, and I wanted to show respect for his office. He seemed really loose and happy, and started with a joke. "Usually I do this for money." Good laugh. "I hope Bill and Hillary don't ruin it for me." Big laugh. He was referring, of course, to the recent headlines about the crap loads of money the Clintons have been raking in for public speaking gigs. Funny and topical. Not bad. He spoke for 5 minutes, another standing ovation. I said my goodnights to the folks at my table and made my exit, heading toward the door farthest from the podium in order to avoid running into the former president, whom I had savaged to great comedic and commercial success. But as I turned around and headed in that direction, I suddenly saw him standing directly between me and the exit, engaged in a conversation with two people I also didn't want to talk to. I couldn't very well skirt past the former president without it seeming like I was snubbing him, so I stopped and stood awkwardly, respectfully, a few feet away. Bush saw me and suddenly made a beeline right toward me. "Remember where we were the last time we saw each other?" he asked. Yeah, I said, "Iowa." I had been covering the Iowa straw poll for George Magazine in August 1999 and met Bush at a small event in someone's backyard in Indianola. "Do you remember what I asked you?" I asked him. "No." "Okay. It was when the cocaine stuff was coming out, and I said I wasn't interested in that, but since we were in Iowa, I wanted to ask whether you had ever manufactured any crystal meth." He nodded, perhaps wondering where I was going with this. "And you outsmarted me," I continued. Now he had it. I didn't answer, did I? "No, and that was smart, because if you had, I would have said, then why won't you answer the cocaine question?" He nodded. I decided to change the subject. "You know what I always liked about you is that you like comedy." "I do," he confirmed enthusiastically. "I remember you said that your favorite movie was Austin Powers."
"Still is."
"And I remember you're taking a risk by going on Letterman via satellite."
He remembered that. "That was a mistake."
"Staff error, sir." I could tell he appreciated that. I continued. "And you told a very risky joke that I admired you for, because I can't imagine anyone on your team thought it was a good idea. Do you remember it?"
"No."
"Well," I said, "Dave asked you, you say you're a uniter, not a divider. What does that mean? And you said via satellite, well, if you had open heart surgery, I'd sew you back up." Now, this had been just a few months after Dave had open heart surgery.
And that got a big laugh, right?
No. See, you were on satellite, and you didn't see it, but Dave turned to the audience and completely sold you out. I'm not sure he understood that I was giving him a compliment for taking the risk rather than reveling in how badly he had bombed, but in either case, he came back with an upbeat comment. Well, you were always my favorite comedian on Saturday Night Live. I made a face, clearly indicating that I wasn't buying that for a moment. Okay, he said with a big grin. I was lying. Well, I responded, you're my favorite president. He laughed and gave me a big high five. Holy mackerel, I liked him. Now I understood how he got elected twice. Or once, if you're one of the people who constantly called in to Air America.